But do you like mushrooms? No. So you don't
I'm
eat
allergic
them?
to them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't like them either if I were allergic to them. Okay. Now these things have to do with what the cow produces. What
milk.
Milk. Okay. Now there are different types of milk depending on where it is in the bucket. What kinds of milk are there? What strains?
Well, there's skim milk, there's powdered milk, there's evaporated milk, and there's just plain old cow's milk.
Now, when the milk has been sitting for a while, what does it do?
The cream raises to the top.
The cream raises, and then what happens to make, like what can you make out of the milk? After you've taken the milk, you leave some, what do you make out of it?
After the cream's taken off, well, you can make cheese out of it. Buttermilk.
If you churn it.
Buttermilk, you make butter.
Okay.
Although the butter comes out of the fat on the milk.
What about the kind of cheese you buy it in a little carton? You eat it with fruit in the morning when you're on a diet, in little tiny pieces. It's white. You know what kind of cheese I'm talking
about?
You don't
mean curd.
No, not cheese curd, but blank cheese. It's white. Cottage cheese. Do you eat cottage cheese?
Yes.
Okay, what other names have you heard of used for cottage cheese?
It's always cottage cheese to me.
Okay, what about curdled milk? Nothing? Can you make anything out of curdled milk? I guess that was what
well,
cottage cheese
Well, back
is.
In the old days, that's where we got our cottage cheese. When I was a kid, we just waited till the milk soured, and then you poured the whey off, and what was left was cottage cheese.
Oh, okay.
So
you did
better than this to make now.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you if that was any better. Now, when they're trying to separate milk, what do they do to separate milk? Or from the cream, or from the curd, or do they use any big...
We always had a separator, and we poured the milk in the separator, and it run down through the... through the bowl, which spun around and forced the heavy part of the milk to the center, and the cream raised the top. The cream came out of one spout, and the milk came out of the other.
Okay. Now, this is, since your dad was it that worked in a creamery?
Yeah.
He had a creamery, so he would know what I'm talking about.
Yes, he
did. This kind of cheese is really gross to me, but they put it in the cavern of the of an animal in the head, in the top part. What kind of cheese is that? Do you know that the name of that cheese? They eat it a lot. Some people do. I don't know. I think.
No, I don't understand what you mean.
Well, it's head cheese.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever eat head cheese or
I
make
have.
It? Do you like it?
Not particularly. I never had it enough to.
Did your dad ever make it?
I think they did. I think back in. When their mother was alive, I think they used to make him cheese.
And there's one word I have to get you to say. You said separator. What's another word?
Cream separator.
You do the same thing when you put flour through the thing to take all the little bits out of the flour.
You sift it.
Sift, and another word for sift.
Strain.
Strain, there you go. That's what I was trying to get you to say. Okay. When the pigs are slaughtered, what kinds of meat?
Pork.
Okay, the pork. And what
ham.
Would they do to the pork to keep it, to
salt
preserve
it,
salt it? So, salt pork, is that the title of a dish, or is that just in general?
That is just general. They salt it to preserve it, to
okay.
keep it.
And then would they make bacon out of that, or was
They'd
that
make
different?
Bacon out of the side meat.
Uh-huh.
And out of the hams, they just make ham or pork sausage.
So did you have pigs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.